Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Katie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I'm an audiobook producer, and luckily enough for me, I focus on the romance genre. So that's the main genre that I'm producing audiobooks in. I've been doing that for a few years now. I started in the audiobook world kind of in publishing, and I previously worked at like a literary agency and then also at a boutique audiobook publisher. And so I kind of floated around until I found kind of the perfect gig over at Lyric Audiobooks.
All right. So talk to us about Lyric Audiobooks. What kind of books do they publish, and like tell us about the company?
Yeah, sure. Well, Lyric Audiobooks was started by Andy Arndt, which I think anyone who's a big fan of romance audiobooks is well acquainted with. But if you're not well acquainted with her, she's a really amazing romance narrator. And she was getting so many requests for like for projects that she just started self-producing, because so many authors were approaching her like, I love your voice, can you please read my book, but I'm self-publishing. So it kind of became like a natural way for her to become a producer. And as the company grew, she actually couldn't like produce all of the titles on her own. So she started hiring on other producers. And that's kind of how I and obviously some other producers that are on the roster over there came into the picture. And our main thing is basically like, yeah, we produce romance audiobooks for best-selling romance authors. So there's a lot of names that I think a lot of us in the romance community would recognize. So when I was interviewing over there, I was so excited because I knew I would be working with a bunch of people that I already read their books. So I was like really crossing my fingers that I would get the job, because it's so exciting to, you know, get manuscripts before they're out in the world and get to have like a behind the scene peeks at them while they're made into audiobooks and all that.
Oh my gosh. All right. So talk to us, how does it get an audiobook produced? Like what's the process looks like, you know, high level, maybe some details, you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's definitely different depending on how you go about it. So you can self-publish through a platform like ACX, and that's kind of a different process than working with a producer. So I'll kind of go over how it works if you're working with me or with somebody at Lyric. So essentially an author approaches us and we'll discuss like things like budget, casting, what kind of production style they want. So that's where you start discussing like, do you want it to be dual or duet or full cast, or maybe just a single narrator. And this is kind of like the fun stuff for a producer. Maybe it's not as fun for the authors because they have to answer a lot of questions from me. But I love getting like character notes and ideas of like the types of characters that they're looking to cast, because we really want to make sure that we're doing representative casting as well. And I always like to have an idea in my mind of like what narrators I already know come to mind when they start describing the character, you know, because there's some people, like if somebody says, oh, he's like gruff and he's in his late 30s and he's like, you know, he's kind of grumpy, I'm like, well, that's Sebastian York. You just like, I'm like, that's an easy casting. But sometimes it's really fun when it's like something new and you're not certain and you get to kind of search for those narrators. So that's like my favorite. But yeah, so that's when that kind of comes into, we just talk things out, then they sign a contract, and then it's kind of just a waiting game. Essentially, the rest of it kind of falls the producers. The authors get to kind of take a step back and they don't have to worry about anything for a while. So as a producer, it's my job to kind of wrangle everyone. So the narrators and the editor, making sure that we have a set schedule, making sure that everything stays on schedule. And then that includes the author delivering their manuscript to us. So once that happens, everything is go, go, go for a few weeks while we try to get things done as quickly as possible. So usually when they deliver the manuscript, it's super helpful if they have any notes, like if characters have accents or any character traits, or if there are names or places or strange words or made up words that we need pronunciation notes on. And there's a really good like back and forth with all the narrators I work with, like they're not afraid to ask questions. So when those things do come up, authors are kind of on hand to answer them in case they missed anything. The narrators are recording, they're in their booths and they're talking to each other. For the most part, I do a lot of dual narration. So that's when, just in case somebody, I used to get dual and duet mixed up when I first started all the time. So just to kind of differentiate them, dual is when it's kind of chapter by chapter. So maybe chapter one is the female narrator, chapter two is the male narrator, and they kind of go back and forth. A duet is when it's more like a movie script, and they're working through each other's chapters and they're integrating each other's lines. They're recording. And I'm at that point, basically like a project manager. I'm just making sure everything is kind of going according to plan. Once they deliver their raw audio to the editor, then it's their job to kind of finalize everything. So they edit it, they proof it, they master it. And then I deliver it to the author for beta listen. Mm-hmm. And different authors have different ways of going about this. Some of my authors beta listen in like a couple of days or faster, and they get super excited. Some of my other authors hate listening to their own words and find it really weird. So they'll give it to some, you know, close fans who really love their audiobooks for beta listening. And if we get any additional notes, that's that beta listener or the author will kind of take it in their hands and give us some things to fix up. That happens sometimes, but it's not like all the time. If anything does come up, we have a final round of corrections. And then once those are done, everything is handed back to the author kind of in a nice neat bow, and it's ready for them to upload to, you know, whatever distribution platform they choose. And then within a few weeks, it's on sale for the listeners.
I love this. So I got so many questions. All right. So narrators, so did you do home studios or did they go to a recording booth? Like, do you record in the same studio? What's a narrator recording looks like for them?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely different for every narrator and every project. Most of the narrators I work with have a home studio. I think that, like the pandemic really ironed that out for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like if they were going into a studio before that, they, you know, studios did shut down during some of the lockdowns. So it became more of like, okay, I really need to build this home studio. So now for the most part, most of them have them, but I do have some narrators who don't. So they go into studios, and most of them are located in New York or LA. So it's pretty easy to get that scheduled and, get all of that done. It's super dependent on the narrator, I would say. But I think either way, you can make it work if you're a narrator.
Yeah. All right. And then my other question is distribution. So the author takes care of the distribution. Is that's when the Audible original or Audible exclusive, those are things, those are contracts, they're separate. Once the final product's created, then they decide where things get distributed.
Yeah, so that's kind of what differentiates a producer from a publisher. So a producer like Lyric is essentially like allowing the authors to self-publish their audiobooks. Mm-hmm. So we're just handing you files and they're uploading them and they're deciding, what platforms they're going on to. So they get to decide, okay, it's going to be like an Audible exclusive. So they're only uploading to ACX. Whereas some authors, like they want to go wide, they want to be in libraries. So they might go through something like Findaway Voices, for instance, to upload and distribute to all of the platforms. But we kind of leave that in the author's hands. And I think a good producer in general always has like an idea of what could be best for the author. So like we're there for advice, but we're not there to like make it happen or tell them what to do. And then a publisher differentiates, right? Because they would do the uploading and then the author would just get a percentage of royalties. And that's where like you might see some exclusivity come into play as well. Like if they produce or if they publish through Audible, maybe it's an Audible exclusive audiobook. Or if it's through, you know, a Big Five, maybe it's more wide. Or yeah, Tantor, for instance, they always put their stuff in libraries. So yeah, that's kind of the difference, I guess, between producers and publishers.
Thank you. Thank you for answering.
No problem.
And so let's chat about audio and color, because that was like a fun project that talked to us about the project, how it came about, and like what two listeners can expect.
Yeah. So in case anyone hasn't heard of audio and color before, it was started by one of our authors, Nana Malone, and Andy Arndt, the founder of Lyric Audiobooks. And it was like, it kind of came about in a very natural way, but it's kind of like hard to describe, I guess. But Nana Malone started something called the Brown Nipple Challenge. And she was reading a book a month by an author of color in romance, that I think mostly romance. She might've snuck some other like subgenres in there, but yeah. So she was reading those books, and Andy and I both meant to like join in and read them as well. And Nana works with Lyric Audiobooks, so we've, you know, talked to her plenty of times, and I'm lucky enough to produce for her already. And we started to realize that a lot of the books, well, not a lot, but you know, half of the books didn't have audiobooks. And since, you know, we're both busy, as I'm sure most listeners can attest to, we really wanted to listen to them. So we were like, okay, some of these authors maybe just aren't at the level of like discovery yet, where they're self-publishing the audiobooks. Like maybe they have like a fan following, but they're still trying to build it. And, you know, audiobook production can be so expensive that it's really intimidating to take on at first, especially if you haven't done it before. You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions about how to go about the process. So Andy had this great idea, approached Nana, just said like, hey, how can we help? And Nana was just like, I don't know, but thank you, sure. And just kind of left it at that, because she's a very busy woman. So Andy had this great idea of, okay, well, what if we started kind of like some kind of crowdfunded, you know, program to help get some of these authors into audiobook publishing. We give them like the experience so that they know how to do it confidently moving forward. And Nana was like, okay, but how are we, you know, there's a lot of back and forth about how to choose those authors and all that. So eventually they came to the conclusion to start a grant program, and they secured an angel investor who was willing to produce 6 books through Audio and Color. And Lyric was going to handle the production side of things. And we got a bunch of readers and some narrators on board to become a judges panel, which we had 2 of. There's 2 rounds of that. And eventually it came down to, you know, 8 recipients. And those recipients got to go through the program with me as producer, just kind of on a step-by-step basis, like helping them to self-publish an audiobook and so that they could see what production was like behind the scenes a bit. So yeah, I mean, if you don't mind, I'd love to talk a bit about the books. Yeah. Because they're all amazing. So the first one that comes to mind is Lucy Eden's Cherishing the Goddess. Mm-hmm. She is, if anyone hasn't read her books, I really strongly recommend them. She's so amazing. She's doing a lot in the romance community. And she's just, I don't know, she's just an incredible woman. And she's really, really cool to work with. And the book itself is really emotional, but also like, and really heartfelt, but also really funny. And I think that just kind of describes her really well. And the audiobook is narrated by Mari, which is like a pseudonym for a really amazing narrator, and Jacob Morgan, which I think we all know and love him. And they do a lot of really amazing accent work. So it's like a really, really great listen. Another book that we worked on was with Asia Monique, and she did this first in the series. It's called Magnolia. The series is called the Love Language series. It's about a group of sisters, and each book is, you know, about one sister falling in love, and it's really powerful. I would describe that book in particular. It's like, yeah, powerful, and like it has like a quiet strength to it. It's like a really comforting read in that, Yeah, I don't know. When I was reading it for the first time, I was just like, oh, I just want to like be this woman. She's so amazing. And the voice or the narrators for that one were Benjamin Charles and Ebony Flowers. And both of them have these like amazing voices. So the listening experience, I think, is really like far and above a lot of books I've listened to, just because I think those two played really, really well off of each other. So another book, I'm just going to list like a million books right now. So another book was by Katrina Jackson, which is called mm-hmm. Office Hours. This book like took the judge, our first judges panel, like by storm. Mm-hmm. So like the first people that read it were like, so the way that the judges panel worked was everyone was assigned a certain number of books and they had to read them and then give their feedback on whether they thought it was viable for audio production and also just what they thought about the story. And if they had a book they really loved, it was kind of up to them to like defend it and like really push it. And everyone who read this book was like, oh my God, like you guys have to, like it became less professional and more just like about readers talking to each other. Like they were just ravenous and were like, you have to drop everything and read this book, guys. And like people were like, you know, on their phones, like in the middle of this meeting, like buying it on Amazon because they didn't want to wait for the audiobook. They just like wanted to read it right away. And the two main characters, like one, his name is like Alejandro and he's like a professor. Wait, maybe that's not his name. I can't even remember anymore. It's something sexy though. it's very sexy and he's voiced by Gomez Pugh. So he sounds very sexy in the audiobook as well. Wesley Chavon reads the female point of view and she also sounds very sexy. So it's just a really great book and the professor kind of dynamics are really good. And the back and forth between the two of them is great. And Katrina Jackson in general, I think is just so good at writing like those spicy scenes, really draws you in. So that's a really, really fun one to listen to as well. I'm obviously very biased though. They're all my favorites.
Yeah, that's a fun one to listen to.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard to like not gush about all of them, which I guess is kind of, you know, hard for people to like, I guess I should focus on one, but I'm not capable. So another one that we worked on was No Ordinary Love by Anne Christopher. Mm-hmm. And that one is voiced by Cami Darien and John Hartley. Both of whom are those are both pseudonyms as well. And John Hartley has a French accent in it. Ooh. And his name is Baptiste and he has this like really sexy French accent. And John Hartley in particular, he's really good at accents. And Cami Darien was as well. So those two being cast, putting them together, like they really performed it so well. And it's a really fun story. It's like part one of a two-part story. And hopefully eventually the second part will be in audio as well. But even without the second part, you can really enjoy the first part. And yeah, he's you know, a typical French billionaire, I guess is how I would describe him and all the fun things that come with like the billionaire romance trope. So that one's really fun. They meet at a Halloween kind of party. And she's wearing like a very sexy costume and he's very taken by it. And that's like a really fun opening, you know, meet cute for them. okay, so another one, this is one like that I personally really love. It's Make a Scene by Mimi Grace. Mm-hmm. She's an autobi author for me. I've never not loved one of her books. I just think like she writes like rom-coms, you know, like I wish all of her books were made into movies and I would watch them and rewatch them over and over again because they're just like, yeah, super funny, but also like I've definitely cried reading them as well. And Make a Scene in particular, like it's about a baker and like it's, she's so cute and like their relationship is adorable and there's a lot of fun tropes in it. I think that one, I just read one of her other ones, so I'm like afraid that I'm gonna mix them up, but it's about, it's like a fake dating trope mm-hmm. and you know, all the fun things that come along with that. And also there's a lot of like family pressures on her side. So that's kind of where some of the emotional stuff comes in. And it's just so good. That one just like really draws you in. So yeah, absolutely loved that one and all of her books. And that kind of goes for all of these authors, really. But I think I just read her newest book and it was really great too. Okay, so another one. Man, yeah, I am just gushing. I absolutely love this book too. the next one is Crushing on You by Jen Trinh. It's the first book in a 3-book series, but it's a standalone. So you can listen to just this one if you choose. And this one is so cool. It's one of those ones that I think causes a lot of debate amongst readers. So I know like some people have a problem with like, I'm going to use quotations here, like unlikable heroines. Mm-hmm. And in some cases I could see how her heroine would like be considered that. But if you give this book a chance, she's like the most likable, unlikable heroine in that sense. Like she's so flawed in such a real way. And it's like, to me, it's like reading about like your sister or your best friend. It's like, you know, all the ways in which they like kind of suck, but you love them despite it. And they like can get on your nerves, but you love them so much. And I kind of feel like that's what her heroine is to me. And the two narrators like really knocked it out of the park. So that one was with Emily Wooman. Wow. I'm like really mixing up her name there. Emily Wooseller, sorry. I'm thinking of her Instagram handle, I think. And James Chen. And those two performing together, like it's, I don't know, the chemistry, I think, in the audiobook especially is like off the charts. They sound so great together. And they both individually were so excited reading the book. Like after I sent them the script and they had prepped, they both like individually messaged me and were like, this is so great to read like an Asian love story. I've never read anything like this before, where there's like an Asian heroine and an Asian hero, and they're both like so realistic. And they just seemed really like touched by that and really affected by it. And you can tell that in their performance. I think they were super like devoted to making it perfect. Okay, and our last one is Femme Like Her by Fiona Zed. And she's, or maybe it's Zeddy. I should know pronunciation since I'm in audiobooks, but that one I produced like over a year ago, so it should be fresher in my mind, but it's not, unfortunately. I think it's Zeddy actually. And it's a sapphic romance. And it's also in a 3-book series. The third book isn't out yet, but they're all standalones as well. So you can, you know, read or listen to any of them individually. And this one's like, it's really hot. It's like really hot. All of her as well. I would say all of her books are super spicy in that way that like really draws you in. And like the sex scenes in particular are like so, I don't know, capturing. They really like keep your full attention the whole time. And Mari was so good at performing those. Those are them. We did originally have 8. But we had to stop at 7 because unfortunately the 8th author didn't finish her manuscript and she's taking a little break. But I hope that in the future we get to produce a book for her, because her book, like what I read of that book, was really, really great. So hopefully it does finish at some point.
Oh my gosh, that sounds exciting. So thank you for giving us a rundown of books to listen, you know.
Yeah, more like a rant. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You're like, these are the books you need to listen. This is what you need to add to your TBR. This is what you need to just put it all. So thank you. So Katie, tell us where you can find me online.
Yeah, you can find me most active probably on Instagram at Audio Ever After. But I'm on Twitter too occasionally. That's pretty much it. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always go through Lyric at lyricaudiobooks.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Katie, for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFemme, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free Libre FM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libre FM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURREADNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Your Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchyourrenexblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.